Okay, let's see here. Bob is in Bothell on his telephone, and I'm over here on my telephone. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how are you today? I appreciate everything you do for our community. Really, I do.
Well, thank you, sir.
I had a knee replacement a year and a half ago, and I get this down right above the ankle, lower part of the shin. I get this tremendous, there's redness, but also I get a tremendous amount of itching. Then I scratch it, and then I have open sores and then it scabs up, and then it doesn't itch for a while, and then it starts itching again. What would be a good resolution for resolving that?
Okay, when it itches, do you see anything that looks like an infection? Any little bumps or lumps or rednesses?
No.
Or just itch?
Yeah, just itches. I will say, as I look at it right now, there's some redness. And when I run my finger up and down my shin, I get a little bit of soreness there. But yeah, and the redness goes around primarily on the inside, but maybe that's because that's where I've been scratching the most.
Yeah, that could be. Well, the reason I ask that is it's possible to have a very low-grade condition called cellulitis, which just means an infection in the tissue beneath the skin. And what I mean by low grade is, well, it's not real active, but it's enough to give you a problem. And I can't tell you over the phone whether it's that or not. So if the next thing I mention doesn't help that much, I'd probably get it looked at by somebody who can tell you, well, it does look like an infection. It doesn't look like an infection. Now, next thing I'm going to tell you about is found in all the big box drugstores. It's an over-the-counter, though. It requires no prescription. And what it is 1%, 1% only, of what sometimes is labeled hydrocortisone, and sometimes it's labeled cortisol. But they're two names for the same darn thing. And those happen to be, believe it or not, exact duplicates of the cortisol molecule made by our bodies. No kidding. So if you can
Okay.
get that cortisol cream and check with a compounding pharmacist, and remember, you don't need a prescription, but they can help check
Right.
for you whether it has any artificial garbage in it, because some of the companies put in artificial garbage. But if it's just pure 1% cortisol, it really does relieve itching, sir, and it is not going to suppress healing in the skin. Whereas if you used an artificial form, or let's say you used a 5% hydrocortisone, it might suppress healing in the skin. So you can start with symptom relief, and then if you keep needing to relieve symptoms over a period of time, I'd go have somebody look at it.
Okay. One other quick question. What is lycopene used for?
Oh my goodness, sir. There's a wonderful study from years ago, guy type study, where they did ultrasounds on everybody's prostates. And these are all guys with enlarged prostates, sir. And they did lycopene and they did placebo. And the ones who had a placebo, after several months, their prostates were about 2% bigger. And the ones who took the lycopene, several months later, their prostates were 20% smaller, sir. So that's one thing, and then I'll shut up after the second thing it's good for. There's a really cool study, and this one applies to ladies too, not just guys' prostates. Really cool study where there was an inverse correlation found between the amount of lycopene in the skin and the amount of wrinkling. The more lycopene, the less wrinkling. The less lycopene, the more wrinkling. How do you like that?
Sweet.
Yep.
So I won't look like a prune anymore.
Well, a little less like a prune, sir. A little less like a
Yeah,
prune.
right. All right. That's what I need to know. And one last point. I went to see your and my friend Dr. Carl Gelstrup, chiropractor.
Oh, yay.
And he was laying on the table and he checked me out and I had some issues and he looked at me and he says, "Take your clock off." I said, "What?" He says, "That clock on your wrist, take the clock off. I have a Fitbit." Okay.
Yeah.
And he said, because of the electronics in this, he said, you could potentially have AFib with it. So I just wanted to throw that out for people. Be careful about wearing your Fitbit on a constant basis because of electronics in it.
Yes, sir. It should be applied, used, and off. Now, this is something that I don't carry on as much about as much as I should, but I got this big deal about let's copy nature because human race has been on the planet for a long, long time and is very accustomed to nature. Well, one thing that is not natural is all these electromagnetic fields. We've got to do everything we can to avoid constant exposure to electromagnetic fields. One of the best things we can do is go online, and I'm not associated with this company, but put in the word Stetzerizer, STEZ. Izer, an electrician who found that when he went, he was a diabetic electrician, by the way, he found that when he went into certain buildings to fix up the electricities, his blood sugar would go crazy, and he, when he went into other buildings, it wouldn't, found that it was because of irregular electricity that commonly flows up and down the wires. It doesn't bother the machines any, but it sure can bother a person. And so he and a professor from the West Coast invented these things named after him called Stetzerizers. And I've worked with people who found they got the little meter to see if they had these abnormal fields. Sure enough, they did. They put these Stetzerizers in every electrical socket in the house. And what do you know? The abnormal electrical magnetic fields generated by their home settled down to virtually nothing.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Look, good information.
Look that one up, sir.
Yes. I'll be on it in a minute. Thank you.
Okay. You're
Happy
welcome.
New Year to you. Thank you.
You too, sir.
Bye-bye.